Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Viral video going around. The story has Florida written all over it. Okay. An animal tracker in Jacksonville named Mike Dragic, like magic, but it's Dragic, a.k.a. the blue collar brawler. Hey, I'm the beltway brawler. Do I need to send him a cease and desist? Yeah. The blue collar brawler had to leave his Easter dinner so he could wrangle a gator at a woman's house. Here he is. Here he is trapping it in the person's trash container.
Oh, he's right there under the trash can.
Oh. He's getting him.
Yes.
He's getting him.
Yeah, baby.
Mama. He getting the gator.
No.
Hold on. They make a noise like that? I didn't even. Hold on a minute.
Oh, he's right there under the trash can.
Oh. No.
Like a bear.
I'm out of there. No, as soon as I hear that noise. Nope, I'm gone.
Sounds like a bear.
Gone. You got that right. Throw it in the trash. I'm gone. Guy loses car for almost 3 weeks after forgetting where he parked it for a bachelor party.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's your car?
Yeah, how about that? A man in Ireland lost his car for close to 3 weeks after forgetting where he parked it for a bachelor party. He was able to find it by hopping on a radio show in the city of Cork. And within 10 minutes, the listener found it.
They found it.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you a fake?
You're a phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony.
Yeah, in a poll, 14% of people say they often change the way they speak or act depending on who they're talking to.
Yeah.
You know anybody like that?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Does that mean you're a fake? 33% of people say like shifting is mostly a good thing, but 28% say it's a fake. So... A woman claims that her Waymo driverless taxi came to a dead stop in the middle of a busy highway in Texas. Yeah, then it trapped her inside of the vehicle for almost 5 minutes while she talked to customer service. Yeah, Becky Levin Navarro took to TikTok while walking down the highway to talk about her experience.
We're in a Waymo. It was going the wrong way. We called customer support. It stopped us right here. It wouldn't let us out of the car. Mm-mm. And we kept saying, hey, we're on a highway, please. Cars kept honking at us, and it would not move. It would not let us out. No one from customer support would actually move the Waymo. So now we're walking on MoPath, and our Waymo is still there. This is insane, Waymo.
Wow. That's crazy, right? Move over Uber. Move over Lyft. Get ready for Waymo. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's neat.
I know you want to try it.
No, eventually they're going to like get better. I mean, it's still like the beginning phases of technology and all that.
I would try it from, I would say, here at the station to like Wawa or something. Like a little small trip.
So going on 113.
Like a little small trip.
Okay, and then what if that was...
Test it out.
What if it was like so successful?
And then I'll go a little further. I don't know, maybe to Millsboro Wawa.
Okay.
And then after that.
And then what if that was so successful?
Maybe to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, Lewis, Rehoboth, Dewey, Ocean City, one of the beaches.
Okay.
We can make it a little further.
A 33-year-old USPS driver was arrested for a DUI in Florida earlier this month while on duty. She said she was invited to a house party while on her route and admitted to having two shots of vodka.
Two shots.
Here's a woman who witnessed a postal worker drunk driving.
We saw a mail truck driving in the wrong direction in the same lane that we were.
Wait a minute. You're driving in the wrong direction after only two shots?
Yeah, I'd be on the floor.
And she proceeded to drive in zigzags all the way down the road until got to the stop sign where she proceeded to kick a solo cup out of the side of the mail truck. She was literally off-roading in the mail truck.
All right.
Off-roading.
Yeah. The new Survivor card game Yeah, they ran a quick ad for the new Survivor card game last night during the show.
I know what you're thinking. You want to apply, but you're never going to. Good news is, you don't have to. Now you can play Survivor from the comfort of your living room. The tribe has spoken. The official Survivor card game.
Oh, yeah, wow. It sounds like the perfect way to vote a family member out of the house. But yeah, new Survivor card game. I don't know about the card game, but I told you we started watching Temptation Island. Yeah. We watched the one on Netflix. It was good. And then started watching season 5 on Peacock. It's good.
Oh, they're real good.
Yep. It's wild. We'll get into that in more detail maybe tomorrow. But yeah, crazy, right? This is something that I love. There's a new trailer out for the new documentary on Paul Rubens. Okay. It's called The Trailer for Pee-wee as Himself. It premieres May 23rd on HBO.
Guess what? I'm having a party, and you're invited!
I wanted to be a performance artist. Out of nowhere, Pee-wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. There wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me. And then dark music. Bum, 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 bum. I lost control of my anonymity. And it was devastating. I don't want to come off like a victim in some way. I kept who I was a secret for a really long time. I hid behind an alter ego.
Today's secret word is fun.
Death is just so final. To be able to get your message in at the last minute is incredible.
He died, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul Rubens. Wow. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And some good news. Officials in Huntington, West Virginia rescued a raccoon that got stranded on the side of a building.
Your favorite.
For several days. I was going to say, I thought I said good news. It squirmed away from the guy who caught it and fell a couple stories, but it scurried off. So apparently it's okay. Here's the office workers at a nearby bank talking about the rescue.
I've seen plenty of raccoons, but not downtown on the federal building every morning.
Not downtown on the federal building.
It's just like, hey, is he still up there?
Hey, still up there?
I've sat and watched him all day looking for a way to get down. My heart was definitely beating out of my chest.
That was a bit.
My heart was beating out of my chest. All right.
Nerve-wracking. I thought he was going to go with the raccoon.
We are happy, I think, that he's down. And if he's back up there tomorrow, I don't know what we'll do.
We might what?
Have to retire from raccoon rescue.
Bill?
Yeah.
All right. So I saw this TikTok video yesterday. I thought about you.
Here we go.
There was a woman who took a baby raccoon.
Say less. Why do you think about me?
Because she bottle fed this raccoon.
All right.
And she introduced it inside of her home to her other pets. She has two dogs and she has a cat.
And then it bit her finger off.
Nope. And so she raised this raccoon.
Stop it.
She did. Look it up on TikTok. Lady raises raccoon.
No.
And the raccoon lives in her home.
No.
With the dogs and the cat, and it's just like another animal in the house.
No.
And she shows you how they play, what they eat, how she takes care of the raccoon.
No thanks.
Cleans the raccoon, brushes the raccoon. Mm. I mean, the raccoon goes inside of her dresser drawers, hides in her clothes, under the bed, lays in her bed. And now it's a full-grown raccoon. Now it's big. It's no longer the little small bottle-fed baby.
Yeah.
Now it's a big raccoon. And it lays in her bed on its back. She was like rubbing it on its belly. I mean, all the things.
This woman? You said it was a woman? Where's she from?
I don't know. It was on TikTok. Okay. Just look it up.
She, that woman who you were watching, has a sick problem. She has a sickness. She has a sick problem.
But I want you to look it up. I want you to see it. And I want you to see this raccoon in her dresser and the drawers and all her clothes and the comforter on her bed, the pillows.
And the hair sheds.
Yes.
Does she have a potty trained?
Oh, gosh. You'll see. You'll see what she does.
She has a sickness. Like a mental. Is it Mental Health Awareness Month? Mental. Mental.
I thought you would like that.
Yeah, I don't. It's a bit. Ladies, make it hot. Dogs, make it hot. Make it pop.